know what this is, Matt?
I think so.
I'll let you get to the chorus.
Oh, I know what this is, yes. I know what it is. I forgot he had a song. And you know what? It's kind of catchy.
I listen to it.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad.
No.
I'm on the record saying it's good music.
It is. I'm going to listen to it on the way home today really loud with my windows down and put my hair up in a little ponytail. That'll get the women.
You see your hair.
That'll get the women, he said.
Right now? You got a hat on.
This is good stuff right here.
This is good stuff,
the
man.
Vin Diesel single.
Anything with like a pre-orchestrated little keyboard track in there, little synth? There it is, bringing it in now.
All right.
Family.
Fast 9 debuts
family.
Tonight.
Family.
And as a quick reset, coming into this week, I had only seen up to the 5th movie. Seen 1, 2, and 5 for some reason. 5 I actually did for work in progress. Heard Sundays 9 to noon before Matt McLaren and John Jock Taylor. Sundays noon to 3. And I was like, man, I really got to watch the rest of these movies. And I got kind of lazy about it. Then we had a week of shows. The movie was coming. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to mainline three of these movies in 4 days. I'll sleep when I'm dead. That's exactly what I did. And now we're up to the 8th installment in this series. And you know what? I said it yesterday when we were talking about 7 after talking about 6. It's the same movie. Same movie. You can't let the stuff fall into the wrong hands.
Right.
It's pretty much...
It's important.
The entire plots of these movies is they're out of the game, but they got to do one last job because fill in the blank. And if they don't, the stuff will fall into the wrong hands. And there's nothing worse than wrong hands.
And someone out there is being a real some bitch.
Yep, we'll get to that too.
And they do a really good job of introducing like a next level star...
Yeah.
In each movie that has come out since 5, really.
It kind of reminds me, that's what they used to do, I suppose they still do this now, but with TV series, like when Steve Buscemi was added to The Sopranos, or The Shield, which I was a huge fan of, added Forrest Whitaker 1 year, and Glenn Close another year, and it happens all, but it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. You're like, all right, new season, you're freshening up. Like, Game of Thrones did this for sure. Different new, you know, somewhat big character.
Yeah.
But there's one thing they have to do, though. Whenever they add new bad guy, in this case, bad woman in Charlize Theron, what they have to do is, and this is basically the crux of the entire series. If you go back to the first episode where Paul Walker, Brian O'Connor, and Vin Diesel, Dominic Toretto, enemies, later friends, but not just friends, family.
Yes.
That's what these movies are about.
Sure.
So what they have to do now is each time they go, they have to fold the old bad guy into the mix. So in this case, Jason Statham, who you thought might have been dead, was locked up in a cell. Certainly he's out of the series. You'll never hear from him again. He's got 30 feet of concrete to dig through. Well, this time, because they have to actually go catch Dom, more on that in a moment, now Statham's in the mix. And now I understand how the Hobbs and Shaw movie got made. Because these two mortal enemies, now they're forced to team up.
Exactly.
Just like Brian and Dom were. So, in this one, they at least throw us the curveball of some level of actual drama that's not just car-based. Because if you remember, going back a couple movies, Dom is under the impression that his wife is dead.
Right.
From
Letty.
She was in the first installment, and then they thought she was dead at the end of the fourth one.
Yeah.
So they think she's dead, but then she's not dead.
Nope.
She's back, and she doesn't remember anything. Well, later on, she remembers everything.
Temporary amnesia
goes away. Right. Well, while Dom thinks that Letty, his wife, is dead, he starts a romantic relationship with The Rock, Hobbs's cop partner, Elena. And I think this is fair. If you think your wife is dead, you're allowed to... I don't know what the time limit is, but I'd say a week.
Yeah, I was going to say a week because, you know...
I mean,
by the next Friday, it's party time. It's the weekend.
Yeah. Wow.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Come on, let's go.
What are you supposed to do?
The next Friday is
start with the year.
So if it happens
with a year, rule of thumb.
And really, if it happens Wednesday, it could be 2 days. I mean, by the time the weekend
is
there,
you can't spend your weekend just sitting at home by yourself, sad.
That's not what she would have wanted.
No, go have some drinks with some hot chick that you just met.
Download Tinder,
whatever, Bumble, or the other things that exist.
A year?
Terrible.
A full calendar year?
There's no way a year.
Do you get lucky?
If your wife dies, wait a year.
2 weeks.
A year?
Max.
Yes. What are we talking? You just want to hook up, or are you looking to remarry and fall in love?
Oh, yeah. Well, the hookup for sure is a given.
We're going to start there.
You know, you got to ease your way back into the game.
Yeah.
At least 6 to 8 months.
Oh, my goodness. That is
not that Friday. Just not that Friday.
I mean, she's not around to tell you not to.
Oh, no.
That's the only reason why you
don't. Right, that's what's stopping you.
Not fidelity or any basic understanding of
brokenheartedness.
Commitment.
You know.
Yeah, just but I'm trying. But I'm trying to heal.
Depends
my
Depends on what your vows say.
I'm trying to heal.
That won't help.
How do I know?
I think it helps quite a bit.
Maybe for like a minute.
I mean,
less than a minute. So Dom is trying to heal when he thinks Letty's dead, and he starts a relationship with Elena, The Rock's cop partner. Well, we find out in this movie at the beginning, and they did a very good job of not exactly showing you why, but Charlize Theron shows up at the beginning of the movie, and she shows Dom a picture on her phone, but we don't see it. And she's a horribly annoying character.
With a great name for her role, though. Cypher.
Cypher.
Because obviously she'd be some sort of a computer chip like terrorist or whatever with the name like Cypher.
And she also talks kind of like female Vin Diesel.
She does.
Everything's kind of this idea of family that you hold so dearly. It's all made up. I guess if you're a really annoying character, it means you did a good job.
Yeah. It's like she's in one of her perfume commercials.
So she tells Dom, hey, look, you're coming with me and you're going to work for the bad guys now, and here's why.
Right.
She shows him a picture. We don't see it. Well, about 30, 40 minutes in, she's like, hey, do I need to remind you why you're here? And she takes him to like a cage bedroom type environment, and there's Elena. They've kidnapped Elena.
Nah.
His love, when he thought his wife was dead, but now his wife's not dead, so I might have kind of been like, I don't know. I mean, I thought she was dead, so I hooked up with you, but now I know she's not dead, so I don't really need you, except Elena had a baby. Dom's baby. And hadn't told him
Oh
yet.
My God. So he had a baby when he thought his wife was dead.
Yeah. And the wife doesn't know. So, I mean,
how could she? We thought
bang,
she was
bang,
dead.
You know?
That's tough.
Yeah. So they've kidnapped his possibly not really needing her wife, but also she has a baby, not wife, but his not really needing her post-wife death squeeze. But now there's a baby involved. There's a son.
That ups the ante, man. That's
and Cypher
real.
Has him. So now he has to continue working for the bad guys against his own team, his own family, without even telling them what's going on. It was very unsettling.
Yeah, which is the whole thing.
I had a hard time watching.
That thing's weird because to him, that's his family.
But it's all his family. It's all family.
In Fate 7, Paul Walker's like Dom's sister was like, no, you have to go help Dom and not stay here with our kid and me. But yet Dom's doing the opposite of that in this one.
Yeah, you're asking too many questions about the plots of these movies and continuity. That's not going to hold water.
I mean, come on, Dom.
So, you know, there's a bunch of car races, karate, Dom's against the good guys, but he can't tell them. Of course, there's a nuke involved. The Russians are always somewhere on the periphery of these things.
We'll find you.
Yes, of course. Help. So what that opens up for us, though, is that now we can take the cars on ice. You know, we've done planes. We've done tanks. We've taken the cars and driven them out of the plane. We've driven them into the plane. We parachuted the cars. We've jumped the cars.
Yep.
We've crashed the cars. But now we're going to take the cars and we're going to drive them on a frozen lake, or really frozen ocean, because there's a sub that they're looking, that Cypher, Charlize Theron, is looking to arm. And now she's just going to blast off nukes because she's a agent of chaos. Kind of a Joker vibe to her.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good comparison.
Yeah. Distractingly attractive human being.
Very much. One of the most of all time, probably.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Descended directly from the hand of God, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. I would say, before we play my montages, the height of this movie, well, first of all, when you get the snow in, you get snowmobiles. That's cool. You get to drive cars on ice and find out not only can a tank go on ice above water, but you can fire missiles that miss their target into ice, doesn't break. You can flip over a Humvee onto the ice, it doesn't break. I mean, I'm not a, you know, I don't know a lot about ice, but...
I don't either, but that's a tough sell. That's a lot of ice. Although, you know, ice did take down the Titanic, so...
That's true.
It's pretty powerful.
That's a really good point. So, not only is Jason Statham back in the mix as a good guy, there's a brief Helen Mirren cameo in this movie where she is the...
The hottest grandma ever.
She is the Hobbs brothers' mama.
Magdalene.
Magdalene. And Dom is able to meet up with her and say, I think I can get your other son back. I know where he is. So, he's at a CIA black site. He had been extraordinarily rendered. So, at the end of the movie with Shaw... Shaw is ready to take... He's ready to take the plane.
Right.
Because he's going to fight this bitch, too. Well, now his brother's with him.
Yeah, he's taking down Cypher.
They brought back the brother. Now, the brothers are going to take the plane, but objective one is to get Dom's baby. So I will be damned if they did not have this man rescue this baby from the rear of a plane and then carry it in a baby carrier through 40 to 50 murders on his way to the front of the plane to take over. He is behind the back handing the baby from one hand to the other and switching the gun hand. He is sliding the baby across the middle of a shootout whilst rolling over and firing, and every once in a while he'll sit down and he'll look at Dom's baby and he'll be like, "Did you enjoy that?" And the kid's like, "Ah," you know, smiling. And he's like, "Yeah, oh, that's pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thanks."
Was that you?
Yeah,
Matt?
Yeah, I do a decent little baby.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is going to get messy, so I need you to turn.
Do that again.
Okay, we'll do it. This is going to get messy, so I need you to turn away right now. Sounds good. Let's roll. And then...
That's incredible.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hidden talent.
Baby. How fun.
He does a good baby, Jake.
Baby?
Baby. So he takes over a whole plane while carrying a baby in a baby carrier thing.
Man.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I think I might have missed one, but for the most part, I'll hit you with Fast 8's family montage.
Yes.
Yes.
The best part
of
the day.
Let me ask you something, Dom. What's the best thing in your life?
Family.
I don't care about you, your crew, your little family.
Look at this. Body's not even cold, Dom. Your family's already replacing you.
You're gonna turn your back on family? Just like that?
So I have to ask you because... I know family is so important to you. This idea of family that is so core with you, that rules your world.
I got family, 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 family.
Yeah, the movies are about family.
They really are.
Hey, who is supporting this Fast and Furious 8 Fate of the Furious review?
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
Well, they will be very pleased about what we're going to conclude this segment with, because now I'm also making montages of all of the Rock's sayings.
Wonderful.
And enjoy from Fast 8.
Me and you, one-on-one, no one else around. I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Keep waiting, bitch. My day just got a whole hell of a lot better. Is there nobody you want to tell me why you just put me in a room with this teen crumpets eating criminal some bitch?
That some bitch just crossed us.
Ah, well, with all due respect, Captain, when this whole thing is over, we're going to find a location, and I'm going to knock your teeth so far down your throat, you're going to stick a toothbrush right up your ass to brush them.
What's it going to be, Rook? You going to close your eyes on this one, too? Pray that the apocalypse doesn't come knocking on your mama's front door? Or you going to saddle up, be a man, and save the entire damn world?
Oh, my God. I'm pumped up.
Like a Cherokee drum.
Yeah, let's hear the beginning. Just
me and you, one-on-one, no one else around. I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
I mean, all right. I didn't know that They were known for that. But that's cool.
Oh my goodness! Got a couple some bitches,
dude. That one, he goes some.
Yeah, here.
Is there nobody you want to tell me why you just put me in a room with this team crumpets eating criminal some bitch?
God.
Oh, he's definitely that's boom awesome. Shakalaki-ing. All right, so if you go see the movie this weekend or anytime, just make some notes for some bitches and for family. Coming up next, a little more on the Mavs before we head into